91X News.
It's 16 degrees and cloudy at noon. I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X News. Caledar OPP were called to a tractor-trailer fire on Highway 7 east of Caledar at about 3 o'clock this morning. The transport trailer caught fire, causing Highway 7 eastbound lanes to be closed while the fire was put out and the roadway was cleaned up. Ministry of Transportation and Police are directing traffic in both directions. No injuries have been reported, and at this time, it's not known what the cause of the fire was, but police investigation is continuing. And around 1:30 this morning, police arrested and charged four teenagers. The teens were found in a silver Pontiac that was parked on a dead-end road in Hamilton Township. 18-year-old Tyler McBride, 18-year-old Morgan Parnell, and 18-year-old Stephanie Rowe, along with a 17-year-old male, were arrested and charged with various drug-related offenses. McBride and the 17-year-old have a bail court in Coburg at 1:30 this afternoon. Parnell and Rowe are scheduled to be in court on June 6th. A former Toronto pastor has been charged in the drowning of his pregnant wife in the bathtub last fall. Police were called to a home on Marsh Road last October following reports of a woman in trouble. 30-year-old Anna Carissa Grandine died later in the hospital. 25-year-old Philip Grandine has been charged with first-degree murder. Grandine was arrested Tuesday and appeared in court on Wednesday. ABC Court has agreed to wait 2 days to hold a bail hearing in the case of a hang glider pilot accused of swallowing evidence. Tamsin Bergman has the details.
The irregular delay in William Order's hearing is apparently necessary to give his body time to cooperate. Police allege the man consumed a digital memory card that may show the final moments of a young woman's life. Lenami Godinez-Avila fell 300 meters after taking flight with Orders on Saturday. RCMP Corporal Tammy Hollingsworth says at this point, the card has not been expelled.
So we're just kind of in the waiting process here.
Orders returns to Chilliwack Provincial Court on Friday afternoon. Tamsin Bergman, The Canadian Press, Chilliwack.
The woman serving a life sentence for killing 8-year-old Victoria Stafford has another trial coming up in the fall. Terry Lynn McClintock will be going on trial on a charge of assault causing bodily harm related to a prison incident. The charge stems from a January incident at the Grand Valley Institution for Women in Kitchener. The Crown alleges that McClintock got into a fight with another inmate who's also serving a life sentence for first-degree murder. Family members of two young men killed by Canadian Ronald Smith in Montana nearly 30 years ago begged a hearing in Deer Lodge, Montana yesterday not to grant him clemency. The victim's uncle, Gabe Grant, says initially all he felt was anger.
Some of it has subsided, but it's not forgotten. It will never be forgotten. It's too deep. It's with us. It's there. It's something that will never go away.
Smith did apologize to the families, but he says he knows that saying sorry won't cut it, and he understands their anger and their pain. While the world will be watching and holding its collective breath, if all goes according to plan, daredevil Nick Wallenda will try to cross the Niagara Gorge, including part of the famous falls, on a tightrope on June 15th. The seventh-generation member of the Flying Wallendas spent months getting the necessary permission from Canada and the United States for the cross-border stunt. He announced yesterday the contracts have been signed and the date has been set. Activists say at least four students died today when security forces stormed dormitories at a university in northwestern Syria following anti-government protests. Elizabeth Kennedy reports the Associated Press has been told that the gunmen targeted students during the assault.
Student activist is telling us that some gunmen actually chased down students who were trying to hide from them in their rooms. Some students were beaten and others were arrested.
Activists say more than 50 students have been arrested. Britain's military is carrying out security tests in London ahead of the Olympics, including the deployment of one weapon it hopes it never has to use. Ground-to-air missile systems are being considered for the game's security, a move the government has defined as a last resort measure of security and one that has been rolled out at previous Olympics. Those missiles can be used to target large aircraft and fend off a 9/11-style attack. It appears that a deal to let a Chinese activist live freely with his family in China is unraveling. Rita Foley has the story.
U.S. officials say it is true the Chinese authorities told Chen Guangcheng that if he stayed holed up at the U.S. embassy, his family would be kept away from him. Chen says an American diplomat told him that China vowed to kill his wife. The State Department says
at no time did any U.S. official speak to Chen about physical or legal threats to his wife and children.
The U.S. says a deal was worked out to let Chen live freely in China with his family, but then Chen told the Associated Press he wants to flee China with his family and fears for their safety if he's forced to stay. I'm Rita Foley.
Relatives say a border militia leader is among five people found shot to death in a Phoenix area home yesterday. J.T. Reddy was running for Pinal County Sheriff and conducted armed civil patrols along the U.S. border with Mexico. Gilbert Police Sergeant Bill Balafes says what they found inside the home forced them to call federal agents to the scene.
We located some munitions in the building, in the house. We're not entering the home until those munitions are removed.
Officials have also been testing an unknown liquid in 200-liter drums in the backyard. And an interesting story here. Washington State is putting problem cats in prison. It's a program to match cats with inmates at a minimum security facility, and it's drawn well over 100 applicants. The first cat mates had problems of their own. Clementine and Princess Natalie, for example, hissed, bit, and made a mess. Fed-up owners handed them over to a shelter, but the felines are getting a second chance at life in prison. That's 91X News to 1206. Sports and weather are next.
Meta Employment Services.
If you're planning to hire, call Meta Employment Services today. We advertise job openings, collect resumes, pre-screen, and provide funded training for eligible candidates. Meta's committed to helping employers with the entire hiring process, ongoing monitoring and support, all at no cost. This Employment Ontario service is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Meta Employment Services.
Meta, let us work for you. In the Sydney Plaza, Belleville. Call 966-9069.
To serve you better, Meta is now open Wednesdays until 6:30 p.m.
91X Sports, the NHL playoffs continue. Last night, Pekka made 32 saves while David Legwand and Mike Fisher scored 66 seconds apart in the opening period. Nashville beat Phoenix 2-0. The win cuts the Coyotes' series lead to 2-1 in the Western Conference semifinal. The New York Rangers and Washington Capitals hooked up for nearly 115 minutes of hockey. Marian Gaborik scored for the Rangers nearly 15 minutes into the third overtime period. He said as long as the game was, it was a full team effort the whole time.
It takes quite a bit. I mean, some of us have been through this type of overtimes, and it's tough, but we're glad we came up with the win. And how I say, you know, everybody contributed. We everybody left everything out there.
With the win, the Rangers take a 2-1 lead in their Eastern Conference semifinal. In action tonight, this evening's NHL playoff schedule gets underway in New Jersey. The Devils will take on the Philadelphia Flyers. That best-of-seven series is tied at a game apiece. And the LA Kings are back home for Game 3. They took the first two games of their Western Conference semifinal in St. Louis. Marc Bergevin grew up in Montreal watching the Montreal Canadiens play, and now he's responsible for reshaping the struggling team. He's doing so in a city that will watch and pick apart his every move. Bergevin was named general manager of the Canadiens after leaving the Chicago Blackhawks, where he was assistant general manager. On the mound, Toronto handed the Texas Rangers their first back-to-back losses this season. Edwin Encarnacion hit a three-run homer, his fifth dinger in the last six games, and Kelly Johnson added a two-run shot in the Blue Jays' 11-5 win over the Rangers. Ricky Romero pitched eight innings to improve his record to 4-0. The Jays will take on a team brimming with confidence tonight. They kick off a 10-game road trip with a game against the Los Angeles Angels. LA right-hander Jared Weaver threw a no-hitter in last night's 9-0 win over Minnesota. On the hardwood last night, San Antonio stunned Utah 114-83. They take a 2-0 lead in their playoff series. Jazz guard Devin Harris says it was a bad offensive game for Utah.
We just obviously just didn't make shots tonight. You know, we shot a horrible percentage. Guys didn't make shots that they normally do. And with a team like this, obviously you have to score as well as defend. And, you know, we can't have games like this.
In other action, the Indiana Pacers went on the road and steamrolled Orlando 97-74. They take a 2-1 lead in their series. And the Memphis Grizzlies avoided a repeat of their Game 1 collapse against the Clippers. They beat Los Angeles 105-98 last night. In Game 1, the Grizzlies blew a 27-point lead when they lost on Sunday. There are two first-round NBA playoff games on tap for tonight. The New York Knicks are looking for their first win of the series against the visiting Miami Heat. Miami won the first two games at home, and Oklahoma City takes a 2-0 lead into tonight's Game 3 at Dallas. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Please email sports at 91x.fm. Quick look at the forecast for today. Increasing.
Welcome to the good life. 50 told me, go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate. And watch the money pile up. The good life.
I'm coming for mine.
Yeah.
I got to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
I'm coming for mine. I got to shine.
Now throw your hands up in the sky. I'ma get on the TV, mama. I'ma push it down.
Pop champagne on a plane while getting some brain with that ass. He said, I never seen snakes on a plane. Whether you broke or rich, you gotta get this. Having money's that everything that having it is. I was splurging on trips, but when I get my car back activated, I'm back to Vegas. Cause I always had a passion for flashing. Before I had it, I closed my eyes and imagined the good life.
Better than the life I lived when I thought that I was gonna go crazy. And now my grandmama ain't the only girl calling me baby.